Welcome to 9to5 Google Daily for April 13th, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up, Android Auto Wireless is now live for Pixel and Nexus devices after first being demoed earlier this year. The feature obviously requires a compatible Android Auto Wireless car or aftermarket receiver and a Google device. Version 3.1 of the app is also required, and initial setup requires a high-quality USB cable and manual connection. Google says that non-Google devices will be supported very soon. Next up, an accidental leak straight from Google itself shows off a forthcoming Android P design change that we first detailed in our first episode of the Alphabet Scoop podcast. As we noted, a future Android P build will have a swipe-based navigation system with a pill in the place of the home button. It does away with the multitasking button entirely, and the back button will become entirely contextual and only appear when necessary in the UI. We also heard specifically that the back button won't appear on the home screen. Follow me on Twitter at HallStephenJ to stay updated on the latest on this topic. Finally, our Kyle Bradshaw tackles Fuchsia Friday. This week, he's taking a deep dive into the Fuchsia Dream Team and documenting its many contributors. Read that story and much more on 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Google Podcasts in the Google app, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, tomorrow morning.